You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to you. There's a couple of things I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about the Chicago Bulls reportedly shopping Jimmy Butler. I mean, I don't understand why they would do that. He's a man. He's a phenomenal player. He's just getting better and better each season. But I want to talk to you about that. I think he would be a great fit for the Sixers if the Bulls do part ways with him. I mean, it's mind-boggling, but if the Bulls part ways with Jimmy Butler, I think he would be a great fit for the Sixers, and I'm going to tell you why. I tell you what I think the Sixers will probably have to do, get rid of, in order to get Butler. I mean, they're going to have to give up a lot to get this guy, but he's worth it. Secondly, I want to talk to you about tonight's game in Boston. I'm not there tonight. Bob Cooney is covering it for both papers, and I don't know if a lot of you guys have been familiar with what's happening with the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Philadelphia Daily News. What we do is we share content now. So I've been the primary beat writer. So I cover most of the games. Actually, I cover all but 8 games on the road. And Bob Cooney, you know, covers 8. Now this will be his 5th game covering. And then he'll have after the day, he'll cover two games in Milwaukee, and then he'll go to Charlotte prior to the All-Star break, and you know, I'll pick the team back up, you know, in Boston. I'll pick the team up tomorrow morning. Sixers are supposed to practice Saturday in New York, so I'll pick the team up then. But, you know, do yourself a favor. You know, make sure you go to Philly.com tonight, Friday night, or and Saturday morning. You pick up the Inquirer, the Daily News, and log back on to Philly.com to get, you know, the greatest Sixers coverage that, you know, the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News and Philly.com has. Bob Cooney is going to do a phenomenal job. He always does. Actually, I learned some things from him since he's been on the beat, you know, longer than I have. So my first year, he kind of, you know, showed me the ropes, so to speak. So I'm always grateful for him. And plus, you know, he's a great, great human being. He's probably one of the nicest guys that you'll meet in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia media. But, hey, let's talk about this Jimmy Butler thing. You know, so Rick Bucher, who's, you know, writes for Bleacher Report, you know, he got his claim to fame at the Washington Post, being a great crack reporter. You know, but he came out with a report yesterday that, you know, his sources have told him that the Chicago Bulls are shopping Jimmy Butler. You know, now, you know, Rick Bucher has a lot of great sources. He's a guy who's normally has the pulse of everything. And me personally, you know, if this is true, the Sixers have to go hard at Jimmy Butler. You know, I think that, you know, Jimmy Butler is a 6'7" guard, you know, 6'7" guard wing. You know, he's the face of the Chicago Bulls. That's the reason why I think it's ridiculous for them to trade him. But if they are trying to, I mean, the Sixers have to go after him hard. I mean, you know, here's Jimmy Butler's averaging a career high 25.2 points to go along with 6.8 rebounds and 4.5 assists. You know, against the Charlotte Hornets earlier this year, I mean, this guy had 52 points, you know. And then he scored 20 points in the win over the Cavaliers recently. So, you know, this guy is the real deal. Now, here's the thing. What do the Sixers have to give up? You know, I think they would have to give up Nerlens Noel or Jahlil Okafor. But in addition to that, I think they would have to give up one of next year's draft picks. You know, maybe they want to keep their own personal draft pick, and I think the Sixers, still early, but let's face it, they're just, you know, their record, I mean, they're playing a whole lot better. They're 9-24, but they, you know, they're one of the worst, they're one of the worst teams in the league right now. So, you know, they'll probably, they could finish top five, top six in the lottery. You know, I'm just saying it could be, you know, it could be top five, but, you know, it could be top five, top six. You never know, you know, depending on where they fall. I don't know if you want to get rid of that draft pick, but you have to think that the pick that they're going to get from the Lakers has to be in play, you know, and I would give that up in a heartbeat. The reason being is because, you know, when you think of the Sixers already have Ben Simmons, right? He's extremely young. They already have Joel Embiid, another extremely young guy. What they need is they need veterans. They need veteran leaders. They need veteran ball players. You know, so I believe if you pair Jimmy Butler, you pair him with Embiid and also with Ben Simmons, that's a solid core. Now, all you need to do is after that is you have to come out and get some, you know, some nice role players, some nice veteran role players, you know, guys who come in, they're not looking to take a lot of shots. They're just going to be, you know, on the team, grabbing rebounds, diving for loose balls, doing everything, you know, being an enforcer for Embiid so he won't have to be the tough guy all the time, you know, which I really appreciate and I really like, but just go out there and get someone. Now, the only thing is you ask yourself, how will the dynamics of the team change? You know, because right now Embiid is the alpha dog. He is the man. He's the guy getting all the shots that he wants to take, you know, that he wants to get. But you would think that it's going to change a little bit with Jimmy Butler. However, I do think that it will work out. And I do think that the Sixers, if they can, they have the assets and they also have the cap space to make this thing work. So I think they have to go hard after Jimmy Butler if these reports are true. Now, here's something else about Jimmy Butler. You know, a lot of people may say, but man, he's making a lot of money. Yeah, he is. He's making a lot of money. But you got to realize, like I said before, the Sixers have the cap space. Right now, Jimmy Butler is making $17.5 million. This season, he's making $17.5 million. He has the second highest salary on the Bulls behind Dwayne Wade, who's making $23.2. Next season, Jimmy Butler is going to make $18.6 million, right? During the 2018-19 season, Jimmy Butler is going to make $19.8 million, and then he has a player option for 2019-20 for $19.8 million as well. Now, I'm telling you, the Sixers, you know, we all know that they have a bunch of cap space. They can really make this work, you know, and I believe that if they get Jimmy Butler along with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, this team will be a contender sooner than we think. Now, again, they'll still have to go out there and get, you know, some free agents, like role-playing free agents, but you have to believe that guys would want to come. Now, let's talk about tonight's game. I told you my man Bob Cooney is going to cover that. And like I said before, you guys got to do yourself a huge favor by logging on to Philly.com tonight. What we typically do is soon, 10 minutes after the game, we file our first story for the online version. So, you know, it'll get read a little bit. So I think about 20 minutes after the game, you know, you guys can read all about, you know, Nerlens Noel's return back to his hometown of Boston to play the Celtics. But, you know, this is crazy, man, because I remember as a kid growing up in Philadelphia, we used to hate the Celtics. I mean, we used to hate the Celtics because it was such a huge rivalry, you know, and through the years, it really hasn't developed into a rivalry anymore. It's basically turned into the Celtics just a beatdown of the Sixers. I mean, and the games haven't all been lopsided, but when you factor in that the Celtics take a nine-game series winning streak into tonight's matchup, you're saying to yourself, man, whatever happened to this rivalry? You know, well, I'm going to tell you what happened to the rivalry so far right now is Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas has just been phenomenal. He's the point guard the mini point guard, miniature point guard for the Boston Celtics. You know, he's 5'9", 185 pounds, but he's by far the biggest guy on the court when it comes down to talent. You know, right now he's averaging 27.8 points per game. You know, he takes over the fourth quarters. He's his average of scoring 9.3 points in the fourth quarter, ranked second in the league behind Russell Westbrook, who was averaging 9.9 heading into last night's game. You know, and then when you look at Isaiah Thomas, you know, like Jimmy Butler, he's a guy who scored 52 points this year. He did it on December 30th against the Miami Heat. Now get this, 29 of those points came in the fourth quarter. I mean, I told you he takes over, you know, and he also had a 44-point game against the Memphis Grizzlies, you know, a couple nights earlier than that, like a week and a half before he did that on December 30th. So, you know, here you go. You got a guy who's basically, you know, the Sixers, they're going to struggle to stop him tonight. I mean, you know, you have T.J. McConnell. I love T.J. McConnell. He's been doing a phenomenal job. But he's going up against an all-star now, a guy who's quick, crafty, you know, a guy who plays with an edge. So, you know, TJ may contain him a little bit, but, you know, it's going to be hard to just go out and stop this guy. You know, we'll also find out if Sergio Rodriguez comes back. Now the Sixers will have to decide if he comes back, do you want to start Sergio or do you want to stick with McConnell? I mean, you know, let's face it, the Sixers are 3-0 with McConnell as a starter. So, you know, that gives them that's something positive to look at. But at the same time, you know, they're finally playing, you know, the Boston Celtics, which is a winning team. These other teams that they defeated, you know, Detroit, you know, they were hovering around 500 at that time. Then they beat Sacramento, and, you know, and then they also beat, they lost to Sacramento. They beat Denver, you know. So they beat Denver and Minnesota Timberwolves. So, you know, these aren't exactly contenders. So this is going to be the true test, and we'll see what the Sixers want to do. But, you know, I'm just here to tell you, I believe if the Sixers have a chance to go after Jimmy Butler, man, they need to go hard. I mean, they need to go hard because this is the guy, in my opinion, that can help them, you know, go over the top, so to speak. You bring him in here, the next thing you know, you pair him with, again, Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, and then you go out there and you get other free agents. And I think that the Sixers will be straight. Thank you for listening today. I want you to have a great weekend, and I'll be back and talk to you guys on Monday.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.